Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding at the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the top line, where the Gemara asks the listening Moider Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Gemara is going back on the Mishnah. As you recall, when we started the new perek, back on.
Yesterday morning.
Back on Tezvav Amud Beis, the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah. Yesterday in the Gemara we had a fairly lengthy discussion. Why does the Mishnah talk about Sadezu Shel Avicha? It could have said Sadezu Shelcha. It was yours. And the Gemara went through that it has to be Shel Avicha because of the fact that we want to be able to explain the sefer of the Mishnah, where it says im yesh edim shehu shalai v'roi melech tachti amenu einoi neman. And for that we have to come on to that there were 3 years of chazaka, 2 years of chazaka b'chai ho'av, and 1 year of chazaka b'chai ha'ben. And why wasn't the ben moicha? Because the ben, of course, was ayingala akutin. And Afila Higdil, he didn't realize that this property originally belonged to his father. That was yesterday Shmiz. Now the Gemara says, you know what? Let's not talk about fields. Let's talk about either metaltlin or money, where we don't have to get on to 3 years of chazaka and all of those complications. Pray Gemara. But listening, my dear Bishua, be oimelacha veiroi, mona levisi mimcha, operativ lechashu namon. Why don't we go and say in the Mishnah, not a case of that the person says, I bought a property from your father, but rather let's talk, Beinoi lebein chaveroi, Reuven speaking to Shimon. And he says to Shimon, you know what? I borrowed from you $100. Upratim lecho, and I already paid you. In such a case, you neman. You know why he's neman? Ha pesha asar hu ha pesha hiter. Because he could have been quiet. If he didn't say anything, nobody would know about anything. He was the one that opened up the box by saying, it's what the Gemara called, Ein Shor Shachat Lufanecha. Nobody thought, nobody was talking about it. Reuven says to Shimon, I owed you $100. Thank you very much. I owed you $100, but I already paid you. Shimon didn't come with a taina to Bezin. He wasn't screaming at Reuven, no, pay me money. It's what we call Ein Shor Shach Lefanecha, that nobody put the issue on the table except for he himself. Reuven himself opened up the box and said, Rabbi Yisai, I owe you money. Since he didn't have to say anything, thank you. That's what we call a classic Pesha Aser Hu, a Pesha Hitter. It's a Migu Di Boy Shaskis. He could have been quiet since he himself opened up his mouth. And he says, I paid you. He's Neman, he's believed. This would have been an excellent, excellent Moider Bishu in our Mishnah. We don't have to come on to Moider Bishu mit Akarka that belonged to the father. He could say directly, I owed you money and I paid you. Why didn't we have that Moider Bishu in the Mishnah? Everything, I'll tell you why. You shouldn't be Kaboyla miss the Sefer. Because the Sefer in the Mishnah continues on. In our Mishnah it says that if the son said, I have Edim, that it belonged to my father. Then when Reuven said that I bought it from him 25 years ago, he would not be believed. He'd have to go and bring Edim. Zok Dimara, the same thing over here too. If you want to go and say in the Sefer, Im Yesh Edim Shehu Lovim Imenu, what happens if Shimon says, you know what? You reminded me that you owe me money, and I have Edim that you owed me money. And he brings to Bezin two Edim that he taka owed him the money 5 years ago, 20 years ago. And Reuven says, yeah, but I paid you. Based on the signal in HaMishnah, it should say, Einoi Neman. He's not believed unless and until he brings a receipt or he brings Edim that he paid him. Says Gemara, but that's not true. V'Hakaimelon, we have a klal, HaMalvis Chaveira B'Edim, Einoi Tzarech Lefara B'Edim. A person who made an avoah B'Edim does not have to pay back with Edim. And so therefore, automatically, Reuven's going to win this din Torah. Reuven was the one that said to Shimon, Shimon, remember, I borrowed from you 10 years ago $100, but remember, I paid you the $100. So the Mishnah says, we believe Reuven, unless Shimon comes back and says, Oh, I have two Edim that you borrowed $100. Now prove that you paid. You don't have to prove that you paid. Hamal v'schaver be'edim, even if I have 100 Edim that I lent you money, I don't have to pay you back with Edim. So therefore, I paid you. I don't have Edim. I didn't have to have Edim. So he's going to win the case. So that's why our Mishnah cannot give that example, because then it doesn't make sense, the sefer of the Mishnah. Says, well, okay, maskut. Fine, I have another case. Let's talk Nochemul about the father, not about Reuben to Shimon. But Reuben says to Shimon, I owed your father $100. Just like it says in the Mishnah, this property previously belonged to your father, and I bought it from him. Here he's saying that I previously owed your father money. But I paid him back 50%. Let the Mishnah say Shunema that he's believed. Now, why is Gemara asking this kasha? Because Gemara is saying, once we have a Moed Rebishua, we should go and say a bigger chidush. Not just the chidush of the Mishnah that is a din of migoy, pesha asa, pesha hitter. Go and say that it extends so far that even the case of a Moed Rebimitzis, he is Neman veloy shvua. As we know normally, if Reuben comes to Shimon and says, hey, Shimon, you owe me money. And Shimon says, how much? $100. I don't owe you $100. I owe you $50. So you'll know from the Bavis, which you're going to learn in Mir Hashem soon, that it's a Moedim Amiktis, and you have to go and make a Shvua. Adu Elihim Yovid Dvar Shneim, Ashi Yashbiyun Elihim Yishalim Shnoi. That's where you know the din of Moedim Amiktis. But how do you know it's the din of Shvua? Adu Elihim Yovid Dvar Shneim, you go to Elihim, means the Bezin, and the Bezin is going to go Mimachayiv Yishvua. Anyway, so bottom line is, normally I would say, since he said I borrowed from your father 100, and I paid him 50, is the chamoyd of a mix that you should have to make a shvuah. Let our mishnah say achilish, he does not have to make a shvuah. You know why? Because he has a pesha asa pesha hitter, and this would be even a gresser achilish. Zokti gemara alibe deman. This chidish sounds very, very good, but we have two pre-existing mandi amrim that address this type of issue. This is not considered to be a classic Moed Bemitzis, simply because of the fact that it's not Reuven saying, Shimon, I owed you 100 and I paid you 50. He's talking about Shimon's father. He said, I borrowed from Shimon's father 100 and I paid him 50. About that case, that's already an alta machloikis. Who's the machloikis? Rabbanan and Rablezer ben Yaakov. And says the Gemara, if you're going to say pshat in the Mishnah, if you wanted to add this chiddush to the Mishnah, guess what? It's not going to go either like the Rabbanan or like Reb Lezer min Yaakov. Why not? Zuktimah, leave it in mind. You want to say, throw into the Mishnah, chagres the chiddush. I owed your father 100 and I paid him 50. I'm neman, I don't have to make a shvur. Who does this go according to? According to Rabbanan, not only wouldn't you have to make a shvur in our case, but even in the case where Shimon was demanding payment from Reuven, Shimon comes to Reuven and says, Reuven, you owe me $100. Reuven says, Nochma. Shimon said, you owed my father $100. You have to go and pay me. Reuven says, it's Sakemis. I owed your father $100. But I already paid him $50. Say the Rabbanan, you don't have to make a shvur. Why? Because you could have been silent. You could have said, I paid him totally. Or, go and prove. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's a case of Meshav Aveda. Meshav Aveda means, just like when a person is walking down the street, he finds somebody's wallet. In the wallet there's $500, and he gives it back, and he finds Simonim, and he gives it back to the original owner. The original owner says, $500? There was $1,000 over here. You stole $500. So l'choyre, yeah, go and make a shvur. Moedim Mixis is 500, and he says, there was $1,000. Say the chacham and forget about it. Because then nobody will ever want to give back anybody else's wallet. I give back a wallet, I go to Bezdin, I ate them, now lawyers and litigation, and bad office. Next time I find a wallet, I'll leave it over there, let somebody else worry about it. So because of this, takana, the chacham said, you don't make a shvur, even if the other person comes with a demand. So therefore, you're saying in our Mishnah, a case of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, that he opened up the doors on his own. If it goes according to Rabbanan, you could even have said a Gresser Chiddush, not with a Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, that the other one actually demanded the money. And therefore, that case we cannot bring in our Mishnah, because the whole cheshbon of our Mishnah is to tell us the din of moida in a case of pesha asa pesha hitter. According to Rabbanan, even without a pesha asa pesha hitter, the other guy is asking him for money based on the loan to the father. So therefore, that can't be the pshat according to Rabbanan. He'll leave it to Blaise ben Yaakov, or a Meshvua boy. According to Blaise ben Yaakov, in our case, Yitaka need a Shvua. When Reuven says to Shimon, I owed your father $100, but I paid him $50. Yeah, mach a Shvua on the other $50. Really? Where do we find this? The sign of Blaise ben Yaakov Oymer. Pa'omim she'odim nishba altanis atzmoy. Sometimes a person has to make a Shvua, not because he's a moid b'miktzis Yenim's Tana, but because of his own Tana. Where can you have Nishban his own Tana? Keitzad. Manalavicha biyadi. I owed your father $100. The hechaltiv pras. Hechaltiv means that I paid him half of the $100. Harizen Nishba. He has to go and make a Shvua. This is Reb Blazer ben Yaakov speaking. What's the Shvua? That I don't owe him another 50. I paid 50 and I'm off the hook and we're done. And this is the case of a person who makes a shvur on his own, taina on his own. So you see that if we were to go and have this new case that the Gemara said, for listening, it would not stimulate Reb Blazer ben Yaakov. Because Reb Blazer ben Yaakov, you would still have to have a shvur, even though he made a migoy meta pesha asa pesha hit. So you can't go Reb Blazer ben Yaakov. The chum maimim. This is a Meshav Aveda and your potter. That Lechon Shim's with our Mishnah. But the case of Chacham is that even if Shimon is demanding payment, Shimon took Reuven to Bezin and said, you owed my father $100, pay back the $100. And he said, I paid him already $50. No, Machashmiya. Says the Rabbanan. Say the Rabbanan, no, no, he's only Kameshav Aveda Upatim. So why don't you say every single time I'm Boydim and Mixes and Meshav Aveda? So we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, if it's Reuven and Shimon, their own loan, we have the Svara of Rabbah, then Ein Od Mei is Panav, and he's trying to be Mishtamate, and therefore you have to go and make a Shvua on the other 50. However, here he's talking about the father Shinishdu, is the son who's speaking on behalf of the father. Say the Rabbanan, in such a case, no din of a Shvua, he's Kameshav Aveda and he's Panav. Breaking Mara. So, Lamasa, we've answered Akasha. The reason why our Mishnah doesn't give this case of Velisni Moider Bishua Ba'im Lechaveira Mon Lavicham Biyad Vechalte Pras, because this wouldn't stim either Leiter Blazer Ben Yaakov or Leiter Rabbi. Freiti Moristam, for Blazer Ben Yaakov, less than Mesha Baveda Potter. Doesn't he also hold a Mesha Veda? After all, this is so logical. If you're going to tell everybody that went and finds an Aveda, you're going to have to make a Shvua and Gates of Bezdin and prove your point. Who's ever going to want to give back an Aveda? So the same thing is over here. The father is Shalangishtar. Nobody knows. Did he pay? Didn't he pay? He's a nice guy and he said, I paid already 50. I owe 50 more. So he's a Meshav Aveda. Because had he said nothing, I wouldn't know anything. He could have said Paratav and Gansin. So he doesn't have Blizzard with Yaakov agree. Meshav Aveda is Potter. Omer Rav says, Rav, Avada Navada, Reb Blazer ben Yaakov agrees. Here's some of Tiani Katan in this brisa which we just quoted. It's talking about the son who is a cotton. He is demanding payment. So, but it doesn't say over here he's nishbal tanis atzmoi. But since he happens to be a cotton, cotton is considered to be meaningless, irrelevant. After all, that's a chakutin. He's 8 years old, 10 years old. Busvishtaita. So that's considered to be as if he wasn't toying anything, and therefore it's only Tanis Atzmai.
Other guy is Tanis Atzmai.
The other guy is only Tanis Atzmai. Freitimor von Mamar. Ey, Nishmanal Tanis Chedishoit for cotton. You're telling me it's a Tanis cotton. If it's a Tanis cotton, it's Gunish Vez. It's zero. Totally meaningless. A cotton comes to Bezin 10 years old, and he's trying to sue someone. The Bezin immediately dismisses the case. A tainus cotton is gunish. So I don't have to go and make a shvur. So I don't understand what you're telling me that the pshat and yena brais or blesman Yaakov, he has to make a shvur. That it was tainus atzmoy because it was a cotton that was being toyen. If the cotton's being toyen, you throw him out of bed and tell him, wait till you get bar mitzvah. You don't have to make a shvur. Zuktimari, you know, you have a good point. My cotton, when I said before, the blessed Yaakov is talking about a case that it was a cotton, it was a godel. He was tak already bar mitzvah. In fact, he might have been 20 or 30 years old. Ah, but my cotton, so why is it called a cotton? It's the shayna davaksana, it's shayachin kinder. Why do you call him a katan? The gabi mili di aviv katan hu. Since he was not involved in his father's business when his father was alive, ezachno givez an akutan. So he bazoi. He has no idea whether the father borrowed money, lent money, was a rich man, was a poor man, was vice there. The only ones that know whether you're rich or poor are only the people that are choizel apsochem, those people that are collected. They vice and it's yerain is an oisha. But otherwise, nobody knows. So he bazoi, he had no idea. And therefore, when it says here in the Brice, Reblez ben Yaakov Oimer, doesn't mean that there was a Tana of a Godoil who has the status of a Kotan. He's a Godoil. He's 20 years old. He's 25 years old. He's taking you to Bezin. What are you telling me that he happens to be a you're telling me this is a case of Tanis Atzmai. The Guduretach. He's demanding payment. Sorry, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you in the middle of a shir. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
You have to call mommy on the bungalow number. I lost the hope. Excuse me, Rabbi, we have to wait a moment. Meantime, think of any questions and ask each other. Recent. Chazdiba. No.
Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by please enter the meeting password. You are in the meeting now. There are 4 participants in the meeting.
Sorry, gentlemen, we got disconnected. We're back, Rabbi Isai. Sorry about that. Anyway, so we're in the middle here of Yud Ches Amid Aleph, Rabbi Isai, and the Gemara was telling us that the pshat in this braisa of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov was, although it uses the term Tanis Atzmoy, it's really the Tana of a Godoil who has the status of a Koton because he's not familiar with the affairs of his late father. So, Freit Gemara, how can the braisa use the expression Tanis Atzmoy? Yochi Tanis Atzmoy, Tanis Achayimi. The other person is demanding money, and he's a Guda. What are you telling me, Tanis Atzmoy? Everything more, it's Tanis Achayim, boy, Doas Atzmoy. This Takatan of Achayim. Who's the Achayim? Shimon that says that you owed money to my father, and he's a Godoil. So it's Takatan of Achayim. Why does we use the expression of Tanis Atzmoy? Boy, Doas Atzmoy. He's the one that's Moida that I owe 50, and therefore the Tanis Atzmoy means really the Hoy Doas Atzmoy. Freitimura. Kuli tanasa tanas achayim vaydoas atzmoy nino. So what's this lashon of pa'omim she'adam nishbal tanas atzmoy? It's always that is the case. What does it mean that always that is the case? Every time you have a litigation between Reuven and Shimon, one is toyin and the other one is moide. So that's not called vaydoas atzmoy. Look at the lashon of the braisa. Reb Lezman Yaakov oim pa'omim she'adam nishbal tanas atzmoy. This is katanas atzmoy. This is Tanas Achayim, which is a classic, normal case of a court case. You come in front of Bezdin. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. That's a Tanas Achayim. So Shimon says, I only owe you 50. That's what we call Hoy Doas Atzmoy. So what's in there? Pa'om and Mamul, sometimes you're Nishbal Tanas Atzmoy. Here you're being Nishbal in a classic case. You have a Godel that's toying, you owed money to my father. He's saying, it's taka true, I owed money, but I already paid him 50. Dus heistach. Tanis Atzmoy, that's Tanis Achayim Vaydoas Atzmoy. Kuli Tanis Atanis Achayim Vaydoas Atzmoy. And therefore, Vazuk Tim, every time like that, every single court case, every single Bezdin, Shtendikazoy, that's what one person is trying, the other one is Moida. He is Moida Mamikzaz, Koifa Bakoil, but that's how it works. Vazuk Tim, you're 100% right. Elohacha B'derabba Kamifli. Vazuk Tim.
Koifa Bakoil, why are you calling that Kili Tanis Atzmoy? The guy is Koifa Bakoil, it's not Kili Tanis to do his Atzmoy. Not everything is to do his Atzmoy.
Then it wouldn't be Haidu B'chlal. You're 100% right. No, we're just talking about in general. The way you come to a court is one person demands and the other person says, oh, you owe the nish.
No, not question what you said. The question,
the 100%. I withdraw that comment of that he's koifa bakoil. Tanis Atzmoy, in our case, the way the Gemara understood until now, he's moidim and mixes. He said, I owned 50. I owed 100. I paid 50. And therefore, it's Tanis Achayim, Tanis Atzmoy. That's a classic case. What is Blazer Yaakov and saying? Sometimes pa'amim adam nishvot tanis atzmai. It's not pa'amim. That's always the case of a moedim mitzis. He is toyin. I am moedim mitzis, and I got to make a shvua. So the lechoyed, it doesn't make sense. Says Yimar, you're right. Ella, we fall away from this pshat that it's talking about. Agodo, we're talking about Tayani Koton, like we learned before. Ah, you said before, Einish Boin, Altainis Koton. So, Trashi, that's Tafka, if the Koton is Toyin, that I paid you. Let's look at the last Rashi. Rashi about 8 lines before the end. Ella, Hakabi, the Rabbi, come if the Gielli, Oilam, Bittayani Koton. Udekashaloch, Einish Boin, Altainis Koton. I gave you $100, you owe me $100. Of them shtetach omamar, ein nishboyin altanis cheirish oit v'kot. Why? Chodach ha-posik, ukroksim, ki itain ish el reyeyu. V'loi katan, he's got to be an ish, he's got to be a godol. Here he's not coming independently on his own. The cotton says, I know that my father passed away. He left a whole vault full of documents, and one of the documents is that you owe him $100. It's the Blazman Yaakov Nishboin. Such a case of Blazman Yaakov says, here you are, Nishba, even though we're talking about a tainus cotton. Because the cotton is not asking for himself. He's asking as the representative, as the shliach of his father. His father ben Agudel. Therefore, the pasuk doesn't refer to that when it says, ish v'loi cotton. Rabbanu pligale, afil b'tiyan gadol. Even if it was a gadol, the korale meshav aveda. Ubedrabba kamifligi. So vus is a masa medrabba. So back to the Gemara. Elohim bedrabba kamifligi di omar rabba. This is a very famous part of rabba. It's at the beginning of Masechtas Bava Metzia. So whoever learned the first parak of Bava Metzia, this is already on Daf Gimel. Why did the Torah say that if you moedim mitzis, you have to make a shvur? If you're koifer bak koil min haTorah, you don't have to make a shvur. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. I don't owe you anything. Go home. You don't have to make a shvur. Good, unless of course he has a shtar, he has edim. But otherwise, on the tain alone, you go home finished. Shimon happens to be an idle mensch, and he says, I don't owe you $100, I owe you $50. Oh, now you got to make a shvur. Does that make sense? Because of his idle kaita. He should say he's a migui. Migui could have denied the whole thing. He should be potter when he's moided to 50. Dr. Rabbah, I'll explain to you. If Reuven says to Shimon, don't you remember I lent you $100? It was Sunday morning, right after Tikkun, right after the daf. I gave you $100. Don't you remember? Shimon would be a chutzpin yak to say, ah, look how you dvarim me oilam. Es kani zan a person zan azah mechitzif, azah bal ha'ozah. Ain't on the mayis panav of Nebal Choyv to say, nah, it's an ish emis. If Reuven says it's emis, it's a muzuch zay. B'hai b'kulu b'hai d'l chapri. The emisin, he wants to go and be koifer b'koil. He wants to go and say it's an ish emis. B'hai d'l chafalei, why isn't he being koifer? Mishum dein on mayis panav. Like we just said now, a person doesn't have that ha'oza, doesn't have that chutzpah to go and say it's not true. So therefore, because of the fact that a person doesn't want to be meis panav, he really should be moid in everything. So why isn't he moid? Because at the moment he doesn't have enough money in the bank. So therefore he wants to delay, and he wants to go and pay him in installments. You know what? Let me go and tell him in the meantime, yo, yoshatak emes, I already paid you $50, and I owe you another $50, and the Baal here is $50, and Me'at Shishem, Chal Dabal Gaitman, I'm going to go and pay the other $50. So the point is that the reason why he's moedim a mixis is not because he taka paid him mixis, he just wants to delay and push it off, just like, unfortunately, people that are debtors. They have the creditors, no. So you try to give them a little bit, then you push them off for another 2 months or a year or whatever it is. Case will happen like the sover adab lizuzi puranale. Rachmana Omer, therefore the Rachmana said, no, Rabbi Leim, don't make any kinsen over here. Rami shvua aleik, ech the loy delay bekulei. I want him to go make a shvua, so he should go and tell the ganzer the whole story, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, that he owes the entire amount. Okay. So this is a normal, regular case of Reuven and Shimon. A moedim mixes case, you have to make a shvur. The shteitach in the Torah. Reb Lezim and Yaakov, Savar, Loishna, Boi, Voloishna, Bibinoi, Einoi, Meyes. Says Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, just like a person is not made. If Reuven says to Shimon, Shimon, you owe me $100. He's not going to be made as fun of saying, nah, play how you devoured me. I love. Ain't not a made as fun of. So if Reuven says to Shimon, your father owed me $100. Again, ain't od meis ponav. Azay halter blezim in Yaakov, and therefore vilkach la meishav aveda hava. It's just like the regular classic case of the Torah. You have to make a shvua, and that's what the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph in the Braisa. The blezim in Yaakov, oyim epaomish adam nishbal tanis atzmoi. Why is it called a tanis atzmoi? Because it was a tanis cotton. A tanis of cotton is considered to be very lowly in terms of halachic significance. After all, it's knot kutin. Normally, we don't even listen to a kutin. Einish bon al tainis cotton. Here, we have as ashtikal exception to the rule, because he's not coming for himself. He's coming on behalf of his father's estate. Haistach shen ashtikal gudol. But that's why the Gemara refers to it as tainis atzmai. Says, Reblazim Yaakov, makes no difference. You gotta make a shvu. It's a regular moide bemiktus. Rabban and Sabri, no. Boyhud ain't amazed. Reuven is not going to be mazed, or Shimon is not going to be mazed in front of Reuven. If Reuven says to Shimon, don't you remember I owed you the money, I lent you the money, Shimon doesn't have the chutzpah to go and say, it's not true, blah, blah, blah. That's what we said before. However, the son could say, how do I know? You're telling me 10 years ago you lent money to my father. I wasn't around, I don't know. So therefore he's totally free to be koifer ba koil. By the fact that it's not an idle mensch, and he says it's not May is $100. He says, you know what? It's not true. I borrowed $100, but I paid him back already $50. He didn't have to say anything. And therefore, he does not have to make a shavua. So, bottom line is, we answered the kasha. Why didn't we zetzai in our Mishnah? Why didn't we give a better case in our Mishnah? A case that will tell us this chiddush that you don't have to go make a shavua in a case of Shor ein shor shochet lufanecha. The reason is because it doesn't stim like Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, it doesn't stim like the Rabbanan, so therefore we don't have any Tana that it would stim in accordance with. We start a brand new Mishnah, Zukta Mishnah. Again, we're talking about the Inyonim of Pesha Osa Pesha Hitter. Pesha Osa Pesha Hitter means it's a Migoy, the Iboy Shosik. He could have been quiet, he didn't have to say anything. His opening his mouth opened up this whole shite. It's a nice tushtel in terms of the text.
I'm not saying it's a terrorist to what you were saying. I want to say something also. There is a very big chilik in the migas that we're learning here. There's one migas is migas di boi shusik. That's a very shtaka tana. The other tanas, I could have said big satani instead of saying shasatani. That's not really such a tana tushan. There's a shtikl adu. It's very. I didn't say anything. There's a very big dafkin between the two.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that may be the difference to what you're the apeshuis apeshuiter and migidibor shusik and the other side. I think that may go. It may have something to do with that.
For those on the Zoom that don't hear this discussion, we just had two very chushev talmid chachamim, Reb Herzi together with Reb Yosef. We're resuming to what you just said now, and that is that in the previous parak, Reb Yeshua used the expression "loy mi pia anu chayim." We don't listen to her peh, so it's very appropriate that now Reb Yeshua says, "But there's a time that we do listen to the peh." When it's a pesha aser, who a pesha hitter? And Reb Yosef says he agrees, but he just wanted to go mi moisef noifach mishaloi, and Baruch Hashem, the name is Gvon Rav Chishmaitzer. And we continue on to the next Mishnah, Zuk to Mishnah. Ha'idim she'amru k'sav yedenu huzeh, avla nusam ayinu, ketanam ayinu, psuli edes hayinu. What's the story? We have a shtar that came in front of Bezin. Any type of shtar, whether it was a shtar halva, a shtar ksuva, a shtar mecher, a shtar. And now, one of the two sides, the one that has to pay up, said, the shtar is mezuyef, go and prove that this is a kusher shtar. So how do you do that? You have to go and the shtar is signed by two edim, so you have to go and prove that the edim are emes edim, and this is not a mezuyev. So we found the original two edim. one of those rare times that they didn't go to Medina Sayyam. They're here. And we said, Rabbi said, come tonight. Look at the shtar. Did you sign the shtar? And they look at the shtar. Yes, those are our signatures. Sab Yadeinu, who's that? But we have to tell you, Rabbi Yisai, Avlanusamino, we were forced to sign. We'll see in the Gemara who forced what, when, Baltimazin. Or Ktanamino, we tak assigned it, we were still only 12 years old, we weren't bar mitzvah yet. Psuli Edisino, or at that time we were Psuladis. Why were the Psuladis? Either they were Kroivim, or they were Masachik Bekuvia, says Rashi. In other words, for whatever reason, they were disqualified. And so therefore they say, Yotztaka, our Edis, our Chasimois, but we want you to know it's defective for these other external reasons. So to Mishnah, Eilun and Manam, we believe them. Why? Again, a Pesha Asaru Pesha Hinter. If there's nobody else that can prove the authenticity of these Edim, nobody else can authenticate the Edis on the Shtar, only them. And they said, it's taka us, but we want you to know, we were Tanim, we were Psulim, we were Anusim. Sure. So, Pesha Asu, Pesha Inter, their belief. They could have said, no, it's not our signatures, and go home. However, says the Mishnah, Vim Yesh Edim Shuksav Yodim. What happens if there are other Edim that say that this was a Ksav Yad of the first two Edim? Or you show you Ksav Yodim Yoitzim Mokemacher, or we had another Shtar with their two Chasimites, where there was already a handpick, so we know for sure that those other Chasimites were 100%. And now we compare one to the other, we put one on top of the other, they're exactly the same, or Mamish exactly, 95% the same. Then, in the Nemana, because I don't need these two guys to go and say that this is a Ksav Yedeinu, I have independent evidence that this is their Ksav Yad, so it's not a Pesha Asa Pesha Inter, and they're not Nemad. Okay, very straightforward. Rabban Bachama. So Rabban Bachama now, in the Havamina, is going on the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah is, Im Ksav Yodon Yoitzi Memokim Acher. That we said in the Mishnah, Ein Nemana. When do you say they're not Neman Elisha? Amru Anusim Hayinu Machmas Mamain. What was the Anusim in our Mishnah? It doesn't say. If the Anusim Machmas Mamain, what says Machmas Mamain? Because they were under terrible financial pressure, and that's why they went and signed on this document. Or perhaps that someone incentivized them to go and sign falsely by giving them money. Anyway, whatever the situation is, Rashi considers this to be, or the Gemara considers this to be, they had no right to go and sign in the first place. And that they signed in the first place was a tremendous avla. And ein odem neman al atzmoy loy l'schus v'loy l'choyva. We just don't believe them. We don't believe them when they say anusim ayinu, because they are ein odem oisa atzmoy rasha. He's telling ikman a rasha because of mammon. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi right after the Mishnah. Elisha Amru, two lines later. Elisha Amru anusa when yemachmas mami. The lav kol kaminayu l'shavya nafshayu reshoim. The Eidus PM. They are basically testifying about themselves that they are wicked people, that they're reshoim. V'lifzal l'shishtar. They're not believed. To onum karaveitz al atzmoy. V'ein neman al atzmoy. Loy l'schus v'loy l'choiva. B'din nefashis. U'b'suli Eidus l'yosis rasha. U'b'asal al-piv. Ve'elu poislim atzmon. Ba'oimrim chasamnu sheker. They're passing themselves. They said that we signed a sheker, b'shul oynis mammon, because of financial pressures. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, at this point, the Reisha, we taka believe them, Pesha also Pesha Hitter. The Sefer, when it says in the Mishnah, if they're Eidim, Mimokim Acher, Einanemonim, you know why Einanemonim? Because when they said Anusim, it was Anusim Achmas, Mamayim. So they're making themselves into Rishoyim, and therefore we discount their Eidis and we reject it. But continuing the more, Avanusimani Machmas of Arshais. If, however, someone put a gun to our heads, you better go and sign it. Hare'elu ne'mana, we would believe them, even if ksav yodeinu yoitzei memokayim acher. Why is that? Because of the fact that it was pikiach nefesh. The reason why I signed, chanishkat kabreira, otherwise bang bang. This is not one of the three mitzvahs of the cardinal sins of Yehurik Valiavar. You gotta sign. If you don't sign, bang bang. So in such a case, if that's what they said, they would be ne'mana, even if the ksav yodim yoitzim mokem achim. Amli Rava, so Rava says, I don't understand Rami Bachama. Kol kiminei, why would we believe them? Kimin shehigit, shev ein achoizeru magit. What's a kibun sheigish yivoytzu magid? Says Rashi, because of the fact that they signed this document 2 years ago, 5 years ago, that in itself is considered to be like a hagodas edus, and the hagodas edus, they said that whatever it says in the shtar is emes v'yatzev v'nochim v'kayim v'yashar. So they already were. They said that that was that whatever it says in the shtar is correct. So how are they believed now, 5 years later, to go and say, nah, we were anusim ayinu machmas tafashis? Sorry, fellas, you already magid edus when you signed it originally. Are you going to go and tell me the whole din of kibush higashu v'nochim magid? It's only if it's baal peh, in front of a court, in front of a bezdin, not when you sign a document. If you sign on a shtar, it's as if you are solemnly swearing in front of the bezdin on top of 100 sifrei Torah, and you're saying, Rabbi Yisai, yes, I'm going and I'm making a shvur. So in Bazaar, it doesn't make a difference whether they're signed on the shtar or whether they're speaking baal peh. And so therefore, once they already were made that this transaction is true, when they signed it years ago, how can they go and challenge it now? Says Imar, you're 100% right. Yes, yes, please, Rav Herzi, we're waiting for you to say something.
When I learned this sugya, Kibush Higgins, Magid, that was in Rabelsky's class. Rabelsky gave a peer on what's pshat, Kibush Higgins, Shuvani Chayzer Magid. He said it's the greatest protection for witnesses in the world. At that time, when we learned Rabelsky, was in the middle of all the mafia trials. And they had witnesses against the mafia, and 2 weeks later, all the witnesses came and recanted. Why did they recant? Because they went to their houses and said, you know. So the Torah was very sedative of them. It says, you can threaten the witness, so tomorrow you can't recant. That protects the witness from anyone damage. So he said, the Torah made Kibush Higgins Shuvani Chayzer Magid, you protected every witness. Is there a bus to get a beer in this?
Beautiful. Shkoyach Abetzi. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Eli Itmar, Ki Itmar, Aresha Itmar. We're talking about changing the whole complexion of this Gemara. We started off Amr Rav Machama, Lo Yishanu Elisha Amru. That we learned until now was on the Sefer. Now we're changing it and we're saying it goes on the Resha. We said in the Resha, Ki Itmar, Aresha Itmar, Hereil Nemonim. We said that if Edim come into Bezin, they say that this is Taka Arksav Yedenu, but we were Anusim, their belief, Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter. Amr b'chom l'shana, whatever they believe, Anusim Anusim Yimach Misnif Oshoyz. Why? Because they're saying we were forced to Chanishkat Kabreda. Avla Amr Anusim Ayinu Mach Mismomen. If they say that the reason why we signed because of financial pressures, Ein Nemonim, they're not believed. Why aren't they believed? My timer. Ein Odem Mesim Atzmoy Rosha. What do you mean because of financial pressures? You said a sheker. Edom shakronim. Person not believed to be Mesim Atzmoy Rosha, like Rashi said, the Rashi that we quoted before, right after the Mishnah, when a person talks about himself, Odom Korob Eitzel Atzmoy, Vein Neman, Loi Lischus, Veloi Lechoiva, and therefore whatever they said is Devorim Betelim, Umevutalim, Losharirim, Veloi Kayonim. So if they said this is Ksav Yedena, but you should know that we were Anusim Bishas, we signed an Anusim Machmas Mamayin, not like our Mishnah says Nemanim. They would not be Neman, and therefore we would say that the Ksav Yedenu is kosher, and we would reject what they said that we were Anusim. Unless they say Anusim Machmas Nefashim. That's a different story. Bikich Nefesh. But if they say Anusim Machmas Mamayin, we would not believe them, because Ein Oda Mesim Atzwa Rosha, Ayid Tonish Machmas Farusha, Yed Yidl Zana Tzadik. We'll stop over here on Boisai. Continue Mitchum tomorrow. Turn it up. Have a wonderful day. Thank you all for attending.